Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, if people were as religious as statistics show them to be, we could get along with fewer policemen. We're happy to have this privilege of Bible study today. We're glad that you're listening, and we're hopeful that what we have said this week and what is said today will be in harmony with what God has said, and that will be of interest to you. We've been talking this week about what has been an attempt on the part of some of those who are disbelievers in Jesus to undermine the faith and the confidence that Christian people have in Jesus as being the Son of God. I never cease to be amazed that there are those who say they're Christians and yet allow these feeble attempts by infidels to disturb them. In other words, what I'm saying is this. Do you remember a while back there was an infidel who came out with a thing called Jesus Christ Superstar? And some people said, oh, that's just great. It was an attempt to humanize Jesus and to take divinity away from him. And it would seem to me that it wouldn't take very long for Christian people to say, no, get away from us with that kind of thing. We want no part of it. But some went along with it and some sort of thought that there's no harm involved in it. This kind of an attempt has been made over and over again. Around this time of the year, because there are people who are talking about the resurrection of Jesus, we have people who are trying to do all they can to criticize and to do away with the idea of Jesus raising from the grave. And so now another attempt has been made by some people who are involved in money-wise along this line in trying to say that they have found the tomb, the family tomb of Jesus. And then, of course, in addition to Jesus' family tomb, they also try to undermine what the Bible says about him by attributing to him a body of a son of Jesus. And so the attempt has been made very plain and very open. I don't mind telling you, I don't believe for a minute the ideas that are involved in this thing, and I do not believe that they should take away from Christian people their confidence in the fact that Jesus rose from the grave. The first century would have been the perfect time to have stopped Christianity in its tracks and to have caused the people who were listening to and becoming followers of Christianity to back off from it. Did the infidel of the first century say, we want nothing to do with this because here's his body? Didn't happen, did it? The enemies wanted the body to remain there, but they didn't have it. If they said the friends of Jesus took his body, then of course they couldn't get by with that because they had done everything they could to assure that his body would not be taken. Therefore, they have an empty tomb to explain. How are they going to explain the absence of the body of Jesus? There's only one right explanation. The explanation is that Jesus rose from the grave. Jesus had told his disciples, I'm going to Jerusalem. I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to raise again the third day. And so they had that in their mind, and that was taught to them by Jesus. When it did finally occur, and when they finally realized his body isn't here, they began wondering about what was involved. But they could remember Jesus had promised that will happen. Now when the day of Pentecost comes, you have the Apostle Peter standing up with the 11, and they're pointing out to the people who are there the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. that this is a fact that has occurred, and they were guilty of killing the Son of God. Instead of them denying by producing his body, the record tells us in the second chapter of the book of Acts, they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day there was added unto them about 3,000 souls. Do you see people responding to the gospel of Christ? I wonder if the Apostle Peter and others like unto him changed their preaching as they went about preaching. Well, Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 3, talks about the preaching that he did. Listen to this. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all the fact that which I received, how that Jesus died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Then the evidence, he was seen of Cephas, and of 12, and above 500 brethren at once. And so the fact that Jesus rose is evidenced by the preaching of those who were in the first century and has never been successfully denied by any infidel from that time on. We appreciate being with you today and remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.